Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Excuse me. Back at it on the John Chukwu Show. Hanging out with you here on a Friday night. Don't forget the radio.com app is what you want to download to be able to keep up with us on the go. We know you're not in your car as much and probably going to be even in the car less. So nowadays, download the radio.com app on your device, your smartphone, smart speakers. You got a boombox or a turntable or an 8-track player, Commodore 64, whatever you got. Download it. That way you always catch us on the go. Follow us on social media. Stations at 929 The Game. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. You can follow us there. The best way to follow us is through our personal Twitter handles. It is at JMCH316. At JMCH316. He is producing the show at JarvisD90. By the way, 404-741-0929. That's the phone line. That is the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line if you also want to be a part of the show. Our thanks to Dave Meltzer for joining us. We'll replay that interview at 9:40. So I want to talk a little bit about WrestleMania here as we get ready for WrestleMania 36, the show that is too big to have for just one night. It's going to be happening both tomorrow night and Sunday night. WWE Network has it. I think the Fox Sports app has it if you want to pay a fee for it. The best way, I think, is through the WWE app, but you know, it's funny, we just had Dave Meltzer on, and, you know, Jarvis was kind of asking me about the question I asked him about you know, him being a lightning rod. If, you know, if you're one of the hardcore wrestling podcast listeners like I am, the Conrad Thompson network of shows, Jim Cornette's stuff, I listen to some I Am Jericho, you know, used to listen to some Steve Austin. You know, he hasn't done a whole lot of live podcast, you know, really since you know, the end of last year and things like that. But Dave is a guy who has been kind of one of the insiders writing for wrestling, and his Wrestling Observer newsletter is a subscription-based newsletter that he puts out weekly with all kinds of notes. And he does MMA and UFC and all that kind of stuff too. So he actually covers a lot of that stuff as well. And he's based out of California. But he's always been kind of a lightning rod because he's been one of those guys that would talk about rumor and innuendo and speculation, you know, leak out rumors and different things like that about what was going to happen. So, you know, if you were one of those people that didn't want to know what was going to happen, you know, coming up or what a storyline may be or what character may be going over, you know, you wouldn't want to read his newsletter because it would kind of, you know, what do I want to say? It would kind of leak information. And it was always believed that Dave got his information from wrestlers within the business, that there were guys that would leak him information, just like a lot of reporters do. I mean, it's nothing unique that Dave does or whatever from that standpoint. But because there was this mythical nature of wrestling to not break kayfabe, meaning not to break out of character, you know what I mean? Like, you didn't call him Terry Bollea, you called him Hulk Hogan, right? I mean, you just, you know, that was his character and who he was, wasn't Terry Bollea. But he would refer to him, you know, and say, you know, Terry Bollea was, you know, negotiating a contract with WCW and, you know, wants $5 million or whatever, things like that. So, But WrestleMania 36 coming up, and you know, we talked a little bit about this with Dave about how the plans change. Of course, Georgia Bulldog, Atlanta Falcon, Bill Goldberg was originally, you know, supposed to lose in Saudi Arabia to the guy who, and literally when I say this, he was the guy that the Fiend was the top merchandise seller within the WWE. He was the hottest thing going. His character was over. People loved that character. The real-life guy, Bray Wyatt, who, by the way, is the son of Mike Rotunda, you know, is a great performer. And people have always dug some of the things that he has done, but the whole character thing has, you know, had really gotten over. And like I said, he actually overtook Becky Lynch for the top merchandise seller out there. And for whatever reason, you know, you heard Dave talking about it. You know, maybe he didn't think Goldberg, or maybe he thought Goldberg was a bigger draw. I personally think that the reason that they did it is because Vince realized that his golden boy, Roman Reigns, okay, former Georgia Tech football player, his golden boy, Roman Reigns, if he'd lined up against the Fiend, who's supposed to be the bad guy, the heel in all this, is actually more popular and more beloved than Roman Reigns, who, yes, is a two-time cancer survivor and things like that, but has always been a lightning rod for wrestling fans because he's been shoved down everybody's throat for so long and always shoved down the throat of wrestling fans as Vince's, you know, next big face, that he wanted that to be the next, you know, Hogan, Austin, Rock, you know, the face of the company, the guy who took over for John Cena and things like that as the face of the WWE, and fans just never bought into it. And it's been a whole subculture of, you know, not liking Roman Reigns, not for anything Roman's done, but just because of how much he got shoved in our faces as the good guy when people didn't want it. So I think that's why Vince did it, is that he'd have had the bad guy versus the good guy. The good guy would have been booed, the bad guy would have been cheered, and everybody wanted the bad guy to win. And that's not what Vince wants. That Vince would want his good guy to win the match and celebrate. But honestly, if you go back to Royal Rumble of 2015, when that should have been Daniel Bryan winning the Royal Rumble and Roman Reigns won it, go back and watch the Royal Rumble 2015. That Philadelphia crowd booed Roman Reigns out of the building. And he's related to The Rock. So he's in that same family of Samoan bloodline as The Rock. They brought The Rock out, and they still booed him. Didn't matter. People just did not want him and just don't want him for it. So he is not going to be a part of WrestleMania, so you heard, and we're going to get the official, all that announcement is supposed to actually happen tonight on SmackDown, that I guess it will be Braun Strowman that's going to take on Bill Goldberg. Be fascinating to see, because Bill Goldberg is not a guy who wants to go around touring and wrestling right now. You know, he's a guy that has no interest in doing house shows and touring around or any sort of thing like that. So you wonder if they'll have Goldberg win or if it's going to be, you know, Braun Strowman, who just was the Intercontinental Champion not too long ago. I think they'll give Strowman the title for now, as kind of a thank you for all your years of service and the fact that Goldberg really doesn't probably want to wrestle and doesn't probably have plans to do any sort of wrestling. I mean, he's in his mid-50s, for God's sake. So I expect that they will give Strowman the title, and they'll set something up that Strowman will keep it for a very short period of time, and then he'll lose it to somebody, and eventually, you know, Roman Reigns will get his shot, maybe at SummerSlam or something like that. There are a few fascinating matches. So we talked about The Fiend. He's taking on John Cena. One thing about Bray Wyatt and his record at WrestleMania, it's not very good. It seems like every time he wrestles there, The Undertaker's beating him, The Rock is beating him. I mean, he's been a guy that doesn't seem to get put over on WrestleMania, and I think it's going to be the same thing this weekend as well. I really do fully anticipate the fact that John Cena will get it. Cena kind of coming back, and he's obviously been the face of the company for a long time with Vince, and the guy that you know, has always gotten that big push, and, you know, he's been a guy that's always had big WrestleMania moments and things like that. So I expect they'll beat Bray Wyatt. I mean, if they beat him in Saudi Arabia, no reason to think that John Cena won't beat him as well when with this WrestleMania. And don't forget, WrestleMania is taped. So the show itself has been taped. Now, it's allowed them to probably do some different things, because you have one match, The Undertaker versus Gainesville, Georgia's own AJ Styles. Yes, AJ Styles is from Gainesville, Georgia, and he's taking on the Undertaker in a what is this thing called? What do they call it? It's a boneyard match. Now nobody knows what that means, but because you can tape something, who knows? This may end up in a graveyard or something like that. That they end up doing something unique or whatever with this. But that's one thing about taping all this stuff is it'll give him some more opportunity. I can't imagine that the Undertaker loses. AJ Styles has been really good about putting over some of these veterans. You know, he took the stunner from Austin a few months ago. You know, he's been getting beat down by Undertaker. Obviously, Undertaker's only lost one time at WrestleMania. And by the way, you know you can bet on this, right? If you go to FanDuel, FanDuel.com or whatever the website is, you know you can bet on WrestleMania. You can actually, you take like $100, okay, as a salary cap, and you pick your wrestlers from there. And you can actually pick who you think is going to win and different things like that. So if you want to actually make some money off it, you can make some money as well. So I can't imagine The Undertaker losing in this match. He's Mr. WrestleMania. And I think that he's going to go over. The WWE Championship, we talked with Drew McIntyre. He was on the show with us the other night. You know, this is his moment. This is his chance to win the title. Brock Lesnar's a guy who's only a part-time performer anyway, who only signs up for about one-third of the dates, you know, a year, but makes probably more money than anybody that performs on the company. But all of this has been a big push and big lead to finally get Drew McIntyre, who's been with the company for a long time. We talked to him the other night. His first WrestleMania was 10 years ago at WrestleMania 26. So he's been at a decade's worth of WrestleManias, give or take a couple that he missed because he did some independent stuff. But I think McIntyre's the guy. This is his chance and his opportunity to, you know, become, you know, one of the faces of the company. He's got the look. He's everything that Vince wants in a performer. If you've never seen Drew McIntyre, he's big. He's thick. I mean, he's a good-looking guy. He's got a, you know, fantastic physique. He's everything that, you know, an old-school Vince McMahon would love to have in a champion. And now, you know, I think it's his time. And he will go over Lesnar, and Lesnar will do the job, and that will be your new champion for it. Shayna Baszler and Becky Lynch. Becky Lynch, the longest running women's champion, Raw women's champion. If you don't know who Shayna Baszler is, if you're an MMA fan or UFC fan, she's been running buddies with Ronda Rousey. She's a real life fighter, cage fighter, and things like that. I think they're going to take the belt off of Becky finally. It's been since WrestleMania of last year that she won the belt. She was in the main event last year with Charlotte and Becky, and Ronda Rousey. I think Becky loses the belt in this one. I think Shayna Baszler goes over. She's one of the hot new things in wrestling. She's a very tough person, and I think, you know, the Becky Lynch story is better when, truthfully, that she's chasing the title. I think she was better chasing the title than she is actually with the title. Charlotte Flair. Yes, the daughter of Ric Flair takes on Rhea Ripley for the NXT Women's title. Rhea Ripley is one of the real young up-and-coming stars in NXT in the women's division. And I think she's going to retain her title because this is a chance where if she can get a win over, and for people who may not understand Charlotte Flair, Jim Ross described Charlotte Flair as the Hulk Hogan of women's wrestling, that she's that popular and that big of a star in it. I think Rhea Ripley is going to keep and maintain the title, and this will be a big boost for her to be able to just continue her run and eventually get up into the big show and be a part of all of that. So Saturday and Sunday, WrestleMania will take place. WWE Network, Fox Sports app. You can check it all out there. Should be a fun time. At least it'll be something a little bit different to watch. And we'll see what it looks like because a lot of people are going to be very curious to see how this thing comes off and how this plays out. All right, when we get back, Trae Young. Was it the midday show, Jarvis, that he joined? Was it middays that he was on with? Who was it with? Dukes and Bell. Sorry, it was Dukes and Bell. Trae Young was on with Dukes and Bell. We will listen to what he had to say coming up next as we try to figure out if and when the NBA is coming back this season. It is the John Chuckwa Show, live with you on a Friday night. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, and on the Radio.com app. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Welcome back into the John Chuckwa Show. Hanging out with you here on a Friday night. 404-741-0929 is the phone line. That is also the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line, so you can be a part of the show. Download the Radio.com app. That way you can connect with us on the go. You don't have to listen in your car. You've got the Radio.com app now to be a part of the show and listen 24 hours a day. The cool new feature about listening back in real time over the last 24 hours. So Trey Young joined Dukes and Bell earlier. And, of course, you know, right now we don't have any real idea of when the NBA season is going to happen. We talked with Sekou Smith the other night to get his thoughts, and it just doesn't seem like that there is any kind of definitive plans. And, I mean, I'm not expecting anybody to put a drop-dead date on, but we've really heard very little about the NBA and when it's going to crank back up. So Trey Young joined the guys today, and the guys started off by asking about, you know, what kind of competition he's been up to with nothing on the court and having to be at home.
Yeah, we've had a couple one-on-one games. My little brother is getting older now, so he's starting to get his handle right. So he's in our games now too. So we all just battling over here. So
it's Trey Young, guys, here on Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Trey, I want to take you back, and we haven't had a chance to talk to you obviously prior to this happening, but the Kobe situation, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, so I'd like for you to maybe explain this, because it seemed to me, and this is not a knock, I know you play hard every night, but that you were even more inspired after Kobe passed and Gigi passed, and the way that you approached the game, and did that change for you? Am I seeing something different or no?
I mean, for me, it's not nothing, to be honest, too much different, but it's just more of a focus, more of a focus of detail. I mean, I spoke to him the day before he passed, and just talking about some business things and things like that, and he was just telling me how proud he was of me and to continue to be a role model for the younger kids and his daughter and things like that. So it really hit me hard. I mean, I think people saw it whenever I hugged my mom after my warm-up, and it was a tough time after he passed, and it's been tough. Even, I mean, still today, I mean, it doesn't seem real, but it's definitely been a bigger sense of focus for me going into everything I do, not just basketball.
And we were talking about it as Trey Young joins us, guys, our all-star from the Hawks here on Dukes and Bell. How does all that start out? Does somebody, his people, reach out to the Hawks? How do you get in touch with Kobe? Y'all, take us back through that.
Yeah. I mean, I've known, I've gotten to know him a lot throughout this past year. I mean, his daughter, I mean, obviously was a big fan of mine, so he got connected with my trainer that I work with, and so my trainer connected me with Kobe and things like that. So we've been in contact because of that, and I knew he was coming to our game in L.A. and I knew he was coming to our game in Brooklyn before. I mean, everybody else knew. I mean, I talked to him, I mean, the day of or the day before. So this the connection between my trainer and him, and it's just a circle like that.
It's unique. There's no doubt about it, and I think it's appreciated for you to show, you know, the love for him and what that meant in that relationship. This season, crazy, man. I mean, it was like, okay, the expectation was we got a shot, even though we're young, to maybe make a run. And then, you know, the John Collins thing happens, and all of a sudden he's gone for 25 games. But I think at the end of what we saw here, Trey, we saw some guys coming into their own, like Cam Reddish, you know, and some of the guys that we felt like, all right, these guys, if they can pick it up and play like we think they can, I think we're going to be well on our way. What did you make of the last couple of weeks of how this team was playing?
I mean, the same as y'all did. I mean, for me, I'm excited about what we have. I'm excited about the way we played. I mean, obviously, we know what happened with John early on, missing 25 games. Him being a big piece of that of our team, that kind of hurt. And I think that's, I mean, a reason why we struggled. And also, we had some young guys with rookies and I mean, other injuries that I think derailed, I mean, our success early on this season to be in contention for that last couple spots in the playoffs. But for me, I'm excited the way we ended it. I mean, Cam playing really well, DeAndre playing really well. I mean, me and John's chemistry continuing to get better. I mean, we are all just all playing really well. And with us just throwing in Clint Capella and the other pieces that we've gotten, I think that's going to make our transition to being even better coming forward. I think it's going to be really good for us.
If you're just tuning in, guys, you recognize the voice. It's our all-star Trae Young from back home at Oklahoma hanging out with us here on Dukes and Bell on the WadeFort.com hotline. Yeah, man, because I don't know, does that mean something to you, what you heard from other veteran players about, like, the whole playoff experience and how that's a whole other learning curve, and that's something obviously would have been great to have gotten there in just your second year?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely would have. It definitely would be something special. I don't even... To be honest with you, I don't even know if the playoffs are going to happen this year. So,
right.
I don't even know. I'd be kind of hurt if my first time ever making some playoffs, I wouldn't be able to play in it.
Right.
So maybe. I mean, this has all been pretty crazy, but I'm excited about what we have, and think. I mean, the playoffs are definitely in the near future for us.
So you're playing in this NBA 2K tournament, man. Talk about this, because I saw some of the guy KD's playing in it. I know you're a gamer. What's the deal?
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, I'm not so sure about everybody else in it. I know there's some really, really good 2K players in it. I'm going up against a guy, Harrison Barnes, who I think plays a little bit.
Okay.
So it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it. And I know I'm gonna try to put on a show in the 2K world, like I tried doing in real life.
Are you playing with yourself? Like, are you playing with the Hawks? How do you choose your squad?
No, so you have 8 teams you get to choose from. But once you use that team, you can't use them again. So
Okay.
if I use the Hawks in the first round, I can't use them in the championship. So
okay.
You know what I'm saying? Got to strategize my teams. Gotcha. My team's out.
So who would you play then? I mean, if you're going to do a process of elimination as far as playing guard, who would you start with?
I don't know. Maybe I'll I may use the Hawks. I can't tell y'all my.
All right. Trae, fine. Don't give us your strategy then. By the way, the tournament starts on Friday. Trae Young, our guest. You don't like Twitter beef, but you killed Jimmy Butler after you went off and destroyed the Heat, which, by the way, I loved. And we talked about it the next day, Trae, because I was like, this is what I love about Trae Young. He's a killer. It's not that he forgot what happened in Miami. He just took care of business. Talk about that. You and Jimmy Butler and everybody is cool, right? It's just competition?
Yeah, it's just that's the sport we play. I mean, it's competitive. Obviously I remember what happened in Miami. I said it was over with 50 seconds left, and it wasn't. And he said something after the game. And for me, instead of responding back on Twitter and doing all that Twitter beef and all that, that's not me. I just waited till we played him again.
And you did.
wanted to respond that way. And I think I did. And, then I wanted to let him know after that. So it was just that's just what it is. It's competitive. It's what we do is we compete. We're hanging out at All-Star Weekend in the locker rooms talking, things like that. But in the back of my mind, I knew that we played them first game out of the All-Star break, and I was ready for that.
By the way, Trae had 50, if you're wondering, in that game. If you guys forget, because I know.
Right. And we love this. We love the balls. 50. We love the balls on your brother. When I think he gave you jersey to Quavo or somebody, like, I'm going to have another 50-point game. That was very cool.
Yeah. Like, anybody who knows me knows I'm about representing the people that show me a lot of love, and I'm gonna do the same back. And that was Quavo night, actually, in State Farm Arena. So wanted to give him my jersey on Quavo night. So yeah, like I said, God willing, I'm able to score 50 a couple more times.
Nice. And by the way, DeAndre Hunter, we're talking about some of the younger guys, because you're only in your second year as Trae Young joins us. I'm sorry to cut you off, Carl. I just want to ask about the other dudes.
No, it's good.
What do you like? What are you seeing from DeAndre and from Cam so far?
I mean, to be honest, I think they both had different type rookie years, but both, positive rookie years. I mean, DeAndre, the way he played from beginning to end was very solid. Very solid for us. Played really well all year. And Cam kind of started out slow, kind of like how I did my rookie year, and then finished at a super high point, playing really well, guarding the other team's best defender, and then making plays on the offensive end. I mean, he played really well. So I think they both, the way they were finishing out their rookie season, I mean, I'm excited about what they're going to be doing next.
Trey, tell us about your little brother, man. I saw the TikTok. Can he hoop?
Yeah. My little brother can hoop. He's, bored like I am. So we're trying to learn TikToks and trying to figure out other ways to stay active. So we've just been playing basketball and making TikToks. So yeah.
So cool. So he wants to follow in Big Bro's footsteps, though. Are you teaching him moves? I mean, is he playing in like summer leagues? Obviously not right now with everything going on. But normally, is he involved in stuff?
We're trying to keep him hidden right now.
Okay. So, yeah, it's like the Carl. It's like the anti LeVar Ball.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
So, which is fine.
Trying to keep him hidden right now. And then we're going to talk to people later.
Right.
All right, man. Well, Trey, congratulations on everything. You know you're great to the city. We love you. And bottom line, man, just hoping to get through all of this mess. Stay safe and give your family our best. Tell your dad what's up. As Mike said, we got a chance to visit with him a couple of times this year. Just a very cool guy, man.
Yes, sir. Appreciate y'all. And I just want everybody to stay safe and stay healthy throughout this whole time. And let everybody know I'm praying for everybody in Atlanta. And want to thank you guys again for letting me come on.
And back on the John Chukwu Show, hanging out with you here on a Friday night. 404-741-0929 is the phone line. That is the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Give us a shout there. Don't forget the Radio.com app. Make sure you download it. That way you catch us on the go, the cool new feature that is you can listen back to anything on the station in rewind mode over the past 24 hours. So check all of that out there. We know you're not in the car as often, so this is the ideal way to listen to us nowadays. Or through your computer, 929thegame.com. You can listen live there as well. Social media is all on the station at 929thegame, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. The best way to be on our particular show is through our personal Twitter handles. I am at JMCH316, at JMCH316. He is at JarvisD90. By the way, watching SmackDown tonight, they've been doing a lot of replays of some things. They're replaying right now, as we're obviously going to have WrestleMania tomorrow night and Sunday night. They're replaying right now the retirement match of Ric Flair. This was Ric Flair's retirement match at WrestleMania 24, 2008, taking on Shawn Michaels. This is a fabulous match. If you've all never seen this match, and it's got one of the great WrestleMania moments of all time at the end when, you know, Shawn is ready to super kick him, and he looks at him and he tells him, you know, thank you, I love you, and then gives him the super kick, you know, after, you know, Flair had been kind of beaten down and said, give me more, and Shawn's going to load up the band, give him the super kick, and he does that great whisper, you know, thank you, I love you, and just super kicks him and wins. It's a tremendous match. You could very much make an argument that this is the two best in-ring performers that we've ever seen, maybe of all time. I mean, maybe there's some guys in the 50s and 60s who people would say are great performers, but certainly from the 70s on, how about in the last 40-some-odd years, there's probably not two better in-ring performers in what they do than Shawn Michaels, the Heartbreak Kid, and, of course, the Nature Boy, Ric Flair. Now, obviously, Flair, rather old by the time that this match is taking place. I think he was in his mid-50s when this match took place. But still, just it's Ric Flair, still a tremendous performer. Obviously, Shawn Michaels, just one of the, you know, probably in some ways gets his due, probably in some ways doesn't get his due, because he wrestled most of his career in a less-than-stellar era. I should say his youthful years were in a less-than-stellar era. He had some incredible matches as he got older. Him and The Undertaker with some incredible matches in back-to-back WrestleMania. In fact, I think it was the one right after. I think it was 25 and 26 where him and The Undertaker had that two-match epic that was unbelievable. And I think at WrestleMania 26, is where Shawn Michaels had his retirement match, where it was, if he lost, he was never going to wrestle again. Undertaker beat him. And that was the last real in-ring match that Shawn Michaels had until he went to Saudi Arabia. But, you know, Michaels had a great run in the early 2000s. But, you know, in his youthful prime, you know, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, then, you know, he lost to Austin. He went over, you know, put Austin over for the title in 98, but spent a lot of that 98, 99 to 2000, you know, really retired because of injury and everything else. So, but if you get a chance, flip over to Fox. This is one of the great matches in WrestleMania history. Two of the best performers ever to do it in the ring. And one of the great WrestleMania moments of all time at the end of this match. All right, speaking of the end of things, let's get to What's Bugging Chuckery.
Don't look now, but somebody out there just got Chuckery ticked off. Like, that's hard.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
It's time for What's Bugging Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Well, you've probably seen by now the video, the analysis that Rex Ryan put out about Amari Cooper and the things that he had to say about him. If you haven't seen the clip or haven't heard what he had to say, you're in luck. We're going to play for you right now what Rex Ryan said about the newly signed Dallas Cowboys wide receiver.
Amari Cooper, this is who he is. And Dan, he doesn't love football. Hell with it. He stops his routes. He does all this. I wouldn't have paid this turd. No way in hell.
All right.
No way in hell would I have paid this guy.
Now, he even talks about he's one of the great disappearing acts. Before he said that, they said he's one of the great disappearing acts of all time. When he lines up against the best corners, he disappears. Now, I don't know if Amari Cooper whizzed in his Wheaties or something, or I don't know, he took his daughter out for a date or something and it didn't go well, because I don't know where the personal animosity. You can feel that there's something personal about Amari Cooper that I don't know what Rex Ryan doesn't necessarily like about him in all of this. But here's the problem. You know, I like Rex Ryan. I said before I thought he'd be the next John Madden in the booth. You know, I guess studio show is probably where he's, you know, ending up. But there's a way to make your point without getting into the personal attacks and calling him a turd and things like that. If you want to come on and say, hey, you know, when I look at the film of Amari Cooper, I don't think that he plays his best against the top corners in the league. I don't think that he always follows through on his run. There are ways to say and make your point about what Amari Cooper is as a player without having to go in and take your personal shots against him. Now, look, I understand in the world today, everything is all hot takey. I get that, okay? Everything's all hot take Tommy. Everybody's got to have their hot takes and try to separate themselves. But Rex Ryan is a football lifer. He comes from a football family, okay? And I understand he's trying to have some personality and be over the top. But it's not appropriate to take a shot at a guy the way that he did. Because you could hear the angst in his voice. And again, you can make your point about what he is as a football player, how he runs his routes, and it come across as credible. Say what you will. I mean, Rex Ryan, you know, has his crazy things, you know, his foot obsession or whatever like that. But Rex Ryan is a smart football guy. Don't give me this Rex Ryan. Rex Ryan knows a lot about football. Rex Ryan's a pretty sharp football guy. For God's sakes, he coached a team that had Mark Sanchez and went to back-to-back AFC titles in it, for God's sakes. Okay? Guy knows football. He's not dumb, and he comes from a great football family, okay? So he understands it. But he did a really poor job of coming across with his point, and I don't know if somebody coached him on that. Maybe he does have some personal angst or something against Amari Cooper. Because you can just hear the displeasure in his voice throughout the clip. If you listen to the whole thing, you know, it's a few minutes long. You can hear the displeasure in his voice for all of it. But he's got to learn there's a way to get your point across where you would still be looked at as credible and people would say, you know what, he makes a good point. You know, you don't have to get all hot takey with, you know, he's a turd and this, that, and the other. You know, there are ways to frame it where the message is, hey, there are times when I watch film and see Amari Cooper, he's not following through on his routes. He's not running his routes all the way through. Or he doesn't finish his routes. Or if you look at his track record when he goes up against some of the best corners in the NFL, he doesn't, his numbers aren't there, or he doesn't perform. And people could go through and believe it. People wouldn't look at it as hot takey. They could respect and say, now, they may agree or disagree, okay? That's not the point of it, because people are always going to agree and disagree with all the different crazy points that people have on things. But there's a way to get that point across to people without having to feel like you have to go after a guy. You know, I understand they're trying to draw eyeballs in. You're trying to get viewers. You're trying to get people right now because it's tougher to get an audience. But, man, taking shots at guys like Amari Cooper. And, again, it's not Amari Cooper's fault that he got $100 million, right? If that's what the Cowboys offered him, then that's what he should. What's he supposed to do, say no to five for 100? Are any of us going to turn that down? I know I'm not. Of course, I'd have to give a lot of it back. But anyway, you know, I got an ex-wife and everything to pay for. Anyway, I just don't think there was a very good way for Rex Ryan to come across, and that's what's bugging Chuck Reed. 404-741-0929. That is the phone line. That is also the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of our show this evening. Coming to you here on a Friday night, really want to thank you for another week of listening and being a part of the station. We know there's, you know, unique times ahead of us, and everybody's going to kind of adjust into some new life as the shelter in place officially went in, I guess, at 6 o'clock statewide and stuff. And I still didn't get a chance to follow up and see some of the details. I know golf courses were open and you could still walk and exercise and go through parks and stuff like that. I think what you're going to find is, more than anything, is that they're wanting to cut down on the crowds. The crowds, whether it's pool parties, I mean, whether it's get togethers at the lake or whatever, you know, they don't want the crowds of people, you know, even family get togethers, you know, with 10 or 12 people, they just don't want those things right now. They want people to be smarter and, you know, not get into group settings where one person can give it to 10 and then 10 people give it to thousands, you know. So, you know, do what you got to do. Adhere to some of this stuff. We know you're going to get out. You can still get out and do business, not martial law or anything like that. So I know I got to work tomorrow morning. So listen, there'll be plenty of us working stiffs that'll be out there and doing our thing. All right, when we get back, and this will be at the top of the hour, we will get into our nightly look at all things Atlanta Falcons. It will be the Falcons flyover. D-Lad has got his latest mock draft that he has put out, so we'll take a look at that, plus some other news and notes Atlanta Falcons related. Hanging out with you on a Friday night, it is John Chuckery, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and on the Radio.com app.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.